It's cold outside.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
It's cold inside if you're in the pod booth.
Oh, baby, it's cold inside.
I really must go.
I'm going to rape you like Bill Cosby.
That song has been banned for that reason.
What?
Yeah, that song's got like dubious lyrics, rhyming couplets about slipping Mickey Finns into drinks and stuff.
You're listening to episode 135 of the Pranks and Firth podcast. My name is Ash Frith. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm based in Essex. And the other voice you just heard was Justine Franks, who's a stand-up comedian, certainly, based in the South Midlands.
Based in Turkey Juice.
Based in Christmas Turkey. Merry Christmas, Justine Franks.
Play that fucking song.
Song, we're back. Christmas, right. Done.
Ash?
Yep.
Hang on, there's a two-stroke. Two-stroke motorbikes go past my window. Ash?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that you are in the Jussie P way?
I've had a couple of beers and it's hit me in a way that I didn't know it could.
Ash told me, listener, before we started recording, that he'd been to a craft beer shop.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I feel a bit drunk. And I said, what did you drink? Drunk. And he said, I had a couple of beers. And I thought he meant he had two varieties of beers, but like 8 pints.
Yeah.
Like 4 pints of Old Bishop's Helmet and 4 pints of Spotted Hen Tongue. But no, you've actually had two beers.
Yeah, that might not be accurate, but it certainly wasn't more than four.
How many did you have?
Three? Two? Four?
You had two beers. It wasn't more than four. How many?
No.
Two?
I think two, yeah.
That's pretty shocking, mate.
I feel a bit tipsy.
Oh, no, someone coming past on a fucking Harley.
M25 round here.
Did you have a good Christmas, mate?
I did have a good Christmas. We had a lovely time. With all the it's just great to have the family around, isn't it? Fill up the house with people. That's what I've always said. Get as many people in your front room as you can.
I always say, fill up the front room with all the people that you cannot bear for 364 days of the year. Get them all in one place.
Get the heating on. Most importantly, get the heating cranked right up. Yeah. Get the doors shut.
And you're just sitting in front of people you don't know that well with like your socked foot. You've got to take your shoes off.
Can you get an octogenarian in there farting? If you can, you've completed Christmas.
Yeah, there's no all octogenarians are gone, mate. It's quite. But any special? Did you by any chance?
Go on.
Give your lovely girlfriend the greatest gift that anyone on the planet's ever had this year.
Yeah, I did.
What was it? An Xbox.
The big O.
What did you give her?
What did I get? I got her a massage.
Yeah.
At the orthodontist's. I got my son bought her some Converse trainers.
Uh-huh.
My newborn baby, I don't know how she knew, but she bought her the correct perfume.
Oh, you don't do all that.
Yeah, of course it does.
You got your girlfriend a present from your baby?
Well, no, the baby chose it.
Ugh. And then, so what was the big thing she got? And don't say your dick, because I know you was going to say it.
I wasn't going to say. No, we had a very special moment. We fell We've never been deeper in love, Justin. So I wanted to reaffirm that love by making a lifetime commitment.
So you bought a dog?
We got ourselves a puppy.
Oh.
We didn't. I got engaged to a woman.
To be married?
No, not necessarily.
Just engaged.
Yeah, engaged.
Yeah. To shut her up for a few years.
Yeah, basically, the pressure's off. We drank the champagne you bought us.
Oh, mate, was it nice?
It was. I don't really like champagne.
I hate champagne. Yeah. When I bought that for you, I was like, God, I don't know. It's like, it just seems like... Champagne is such a unique... It's like confetti. Like, everyone hates it, but you got to buy it.
I tell you what, it went down very well with those who were there. I have to say, hats off to you.
What do they say? This is a nice one.
Yeah, they were very... It was... Yeah, very, very well.
Now, this is probably bad etiquette to say for when you bought a gift, but it was not cheap.
Oh, was it not?
No, it was definitely not cheap, mate.
I don't know champagne, but the feedback I got on what you bought, I would say it was probably worth the money.
I could have got a pair of trainers for how much I bought that champagne for.
Why didn't you buy me some trainers?
Because you impressed all your friends and you didn't tell them I bought the champagne. You made out you'd procured it.
No, I said this is Jussie P's champagne. Oh,
well, that's probably why it tasted so sweet then, because they knew the
it
origin.
It was good. I have to say, I don't like champagne, but I did have some. It just tastes like champagne. But
yeah.
Everyone else said how nice it was.
Yeah, it was really expensive. But there you go. You're worth it. And do you know what? And I feel like I was a part of the little proceedings now.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that'll happen. You'll be there. You'll be there for the big day.
So I'm relaying the text. Ash is texting me saying proposed. I'm telling my wife. She's gone fucking mental. Felt a bit sort of thing. I was like, God, what's wrong with women? That particular one woman. They're not all the same. What's wrong with that particular one woman? She goes, oh my God, what did she say? I'm like, I don't know what she fucking said. Yes, probably. Like, otherwise, you wouldn't have told me.
I wouldn't have asked if there was any doubt. I would not have asked.
What do you reckon the percentage of people saying yes to no is? The whole history of humankind.
Oof.
I reckon it's less than 5%.
Yeah. Because you'd have to, like, there's no way I was asking unless I was very,
them
very,
arranged
very
marriages
sure.
Have got it right, ain't they?
Absolutely. That's
you
I
have
should.
Not got. You cannot lose face if your dad sorts it out for you.
What kind of woman would you have been? Would you have got if your dad had sorted it out?
Oh Jesus! like, what sort of woman would I have got? She would have. That's a really a tough question, isn't it? What sort of woman would you got? She'd have been big and like strong. A yoke. She'd have been like, she'd have had a yoke.
With like, I don't know what that means.
Like a, you know, like a yoke was like one of those sticks that went across your shoulders with a bucket hanging from each side. You know? She'd have had a yoke full of like two buckets of raw milk off to be pasteurised.
Can I answer a question off the top of my head?
Yeah.
23% of women say no.
That seems high to me.
Yeah, it's saying in 2015, a study showed in up to 23%. It's between 12 and 23%.
See, this is the thing. I'm not much of a gambler. So in my mind, like you just said, I don't ask unless I'm 99%. I mean, you can never be 100%. I don't ask someone to marry me. unless I'm 99.9999% sure that she's going to jump at a chance. I mean, that is not a dice roll, is it?
A quarter of women had turned down a marriage proposal.
Yeah, I don't know if you could think of this off the top of your head, but of those 23%, what percentage stay together? Because to me, that's game over. If you propose...
Yeah. Well, if they say no and then...
If I propose to you, Ash, and you say no, we're done.
Do you reckon?
How can you come back from that?
Well, I just don't want to spend the rest of my life with you, but for the now, we're having a great time.
No, but 2-3 years later, you sit on the couch, I'm rubbing your feet, we're watching Coronation Street. No, I'm just looking at you thinking, that fucker said no, you got, that's it. All or nothing, mate.
Well, I'm ready to commit again, Justin. Justin, I want to ask you a big question in front of all the
listeners. What's that? Hang on, you're breaking up.
Will you continue podcasting with me for the rest of your life?
23.1%. No, I don't know. But I just think, no, seriously, if you ask and they say no, that's got to be, that's tits up, isn't it?
But, I mean, it's really strange, isn't it? Because you'd go from, like, the point of feeling so sure about someone.
Yeah. But to me, a relationship's got to be so egalitarian in that we both feel the same.
Yes.
And then when there's that much of a discrepancy between what one person feels and where they want it to go and what the other person...
Everything's in question.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's such a disparity between where we see our relationship...
Relationship?
Well, fucking hell, I'm from Norfolk. But no, where I see our relationship, Ash, I think, can you bridge that chasm? I'd like to know from that 23% of women that say no, how many of those people go on to A, split up, and B, go on to get married?
And then how long those relationships last?
Well, do you ask twice?
I wouldn't. No chance. There's no chance I would be denied and then go back for seconds of the old gut punch.
It's because it's funny that, I'll tell you what happened. When you texted me, you said you got engaged. And then my wife said, who asked who? Right? Honestly.
He was always on the card.
Honestly. And I went, well, he asked her. And she went, how do you know? And I went,
very questioning, isn't she?
Yeah, honestly, straight, this is a genuine conversation we had. And I went, well, because it's not a leap year. And she just started laughing, going, you fucking caveman. I thought that was a thing.
That is a thing.
Exactly. She goes, it's fucking 2018. She doesn't have to sit around and wait for him to ask. I was like, I think she does, but there you go, I don't know.
Well, I'd made my feelings on the whole debacle known. So
the fact you call it a debacle lets all of us know how you feel as well.
Yeah, exactly. But your wife, she was, I remember her saying to you when we were on the phone, has she had the baby yet? And you said, no. And she'd go, you haven't even asked. And you said, he just said. And she went, ask him. So you had to go, has she had the baby yet? And then I had to go, no, I'd have said.
Yeah, but you heard her say it.
Yeah, she's had the baby, yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell us. We were just talking about fucking...
I was on the phone to you when it started, wasn't I, actually, as it turns out. It was like midnight.
Yeah, you said, oh, here it goes. Oh, my God, I can hear movement.
I said, there's water's gone. It'll come dripping through the ceiling. Yeah, I was like in the lounge.
Log fume. Is it fume or flume?
Flume.
What does flume mean?
A flume is a log flume.
Is a flume like a long waterfall?
A flume? If you're asking me the definition...
Anyone listening... ever heard the word flume, not after the word log?
Do you have a flume of smoke?
That's a plume.
Flume, I'd say, is an artificial channel of conveying water, typically used for transporting logs or timber.
Ah, so I've never heard the word flume after log.
Yeah, so it would be a log. It would be log.
Do you know what I'd like to do?
Did you say you've never heard it used after log?
I've never heard it not used after log.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to make a log flume, but it's called the canal, and instead of logs, there are miniature narrow boats that you sit on. With decorative milk churns.
That'd be terrifying. Is there cutlery and crockery?
Yeah.
It just falls out.
Stuffed puppets, Rosie and Jim. But I don't know why the log flume became the thing that the water-based roller coaster was based on, when nobody knows what a log flume is, but we all know what a canal barge is.
It is strange, yeah. Why did they say we're going to make it a log?
The log flume?
Yeah, no, why? Why is it a log?
Well, there was a thing like... where they used to like transport logs along a little tiny guttering of water, and then they're like, oh, let's make this into a fucking ride.
But who... So was there people riding those flumes?
Oh, it was obviously... I bet it was a thing where like lumberjacks would jump on the logs and see how long they could sit on them or whatever.
And then one of them sold it to Disney.
I remember at a computer game, Epic's. They did Summer Games and Winter Games, and then they did World Games.
Oh, I don't think I ever played the World Games.
Yeah, yeah, World Games had like sumo wrestling, and one of them was log rolling from Canada.
Oh, you had to, man, I loved those games.
You had to stand on a log, and then after that, had California Games, which was their big hit, where you had hacky sack and BMX and skate.
I enjoyed that. Was that the same people?
Yeah, yeah, Epics. But before that, it went. I think it went Summer Games, and it was like, you know, like the Summer Olympics. Then they had the Winter Games. It was like,
was it US Gold?
US Gold. Mate, US Gold used to import American software. That wasn't actually a software house. Wow. So US Gold would import Epics and other American ones. But yeah, so it went Summer Games, it was the Summer Olympics. Then it was Winter Games, Winter Olympics. Then they brought out the World Games. There was one where you had to... what was World Games? It was the ones I remember is sumo wrestling and log rolling. So you had two lumberjacks, and like the log would roll forwards and backwards, and you had to sort of press forward and backwards to try and balance on it.
I want to play this now.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But I think, wasn't that like a Viking thing, that log? Isn't like a, there was like Viking things they used to do like that, weren't there? Like standing on like a fucking something in the sea or something.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
I'm sure I've seen a film, the one with Kirk Douglas, and they'd run across the oars, that's it. You know, like them longboats, and they used to have the oars out.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. They have to run around the ship.
Yeah, they'd run along the oars, that's it. Oars, no H.
He was 100, was he 102 this Christmas?
Who?
Kirk Douglas.
Oh, fuck, I don't know, probably. He's not the one that got, that was his son that, didn't Catherine Zeta-Jones give him...
Michael Douglas.
What did
throat
I say?
Cancer from oral sex.
From, yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones has got like a...
No, no. Did you enjoy the song I put into the last episode?
Yes. No, I didn't enjoy it at all. I have no recollection of singing that.
I'm going to put it to some disco music. Or a listener, if you're listening, listener, and you want to pop that to some disco music.
Full disclosure, it's Chic by Freak Out Chic. By Chic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of potential there, mate. I think you've got, you know, you've got the writing. I think Simon Cowell's going to be on the phone.
Well, it's more like a Dylan song, isn't it? It weren't that well sung, but it was so meaningful.
Are you doing yourself down? You're doing yourself down?
No, I mean, but you was asking me about singing with my eyes closed and stuff, and I was actually had my eyes closed and I was singing
big
that.
Old dicks!
Big old dicks!
Big old dick holes!
He'll put his tongue hole down your... No, his tongue hole. He'll put his tongue down your dick hole. It's Ash. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Freak out. That's what it is, Freak Out by Chic.
Speaking of the listener, Justin, I hear from you that we've had a couple of reviews in the last few days.
Strap in.
Why are people leaving reviews, and why should more people leave reviews?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why people are leaving reviews. A... it helps the podcast. But B, and more importantly, you can win a T-shirt. What we're doing is, the competition is 5 stars and the worst review. So the biggest disparity between the 5 stars, like the worst review, awful, scathing review. And you could win a T-shirt. But we've got 2 more, and you ain't going to like them, Ash, because they're about your technical deficiencies.
Oh, come on, guys.
Right, here's the first one by GG Jiggle Physics, friend of the show.
Jiggle Physics!
Yeah, and Jiggle Physics, let me just say something. You know the scathing, writing scathing things? That's the reviews, mate, not Twitter, yeah? Just want to throw that out there.
Have they been attacking you personally?
Yeah, what did he say? Yannis put a thing about a jester that looked all sad, and it said something like, and Yannis put like, and then there was one of those memes where they get like an old sort of classic painting and they put like a modern sort of thing to it, like, oh, that moment where your mum, do you know what I mean, it's like, do you know what I mean? I explained that really well, but it was like just a sitting there looking really sad, and the meme said, when you get home after making your mates laugh all night, and it was like a lonely jester looking sad, and Yannis had like retweeted and put, this reminds, is this you, Justin Panks? And then fucking this Jiggle Physics slag put, Oh, it'd have to be funny and have friends for that to be true. I mean, well played. You nailed it, but come on, man, that's hurtful. And, like, you don't win any T-shirts for fucking mugging me off on Twitter. But anyway, this is what he's put. He's put, my ears, ooh, my God, my ears. 5 stars. This podcast is tragic in so many ways. I wasn't sure how to express how truly awful it is, so I've opted to do it in limerick form. Limerick one.
Oh, perfect, yes.
Limerick one, in brackets, the show. This is a podcast from two middle-aged blokes.
Oh, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, you're not as old as me, but you're a lot fatter and not going to live as long. So it all evens it out that we are in the middle of our age. I mean, you can't carry that head around without fucking taking a toll on your health. This is a podcast from two middle-aged blokes entirely comprised of their truly crap jokes. They think that they're funny. They beg for your money. My hearing I'd gladly revoke. All right. Limerick 2, Justin in brackets. Right, I ain't even read this yet. This is the first time I'm reading this. You have to edit me calling him a cunt. Right, like an alpha is how this first guy acts. He spews out nonsensical facts. He thinks that he's witty. His wife that I pity, cocksure guys all she can attract. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. Limerick three.
It cannot go downhill from here.
Limerick three in brackets, Ash.
Yeah, go on. This will be fine.
The beta male.
It's really not fair. It's really not fair.
Already yours is worse than mine. The beta male goes by the name Ash. He's the one who schemes for your cash.
Fuck off! Fuck off!
Do we get cash?
Schemes for the cash.
Yes, Gonch. Where is it all going? He is the one who schemes.
Schemes. Schemes.
Yeah. At first, I thought it said screams, but it's worse. It's schemes.
www.patreon.com/pranksandfirth.
Code-fee.com/pranks. He is the one who schemes for your cash. He set up both Patreon and Ko-Fi, but can't entertain you for toffee. Ko-Fi.
Come on, mate.
This pod should really be thrown in the trash.
Is that how they see me? If they knew the truth.
But Rash writes all my lines. I'm just reading off a bit of paper. Right. The next good. One. Another one. Oh, we love
very,
it. We love it.
Very, very good. That's really up there.
That's up
me.
There, but a little bit of advice. Don't let it keep spilling out on a Twitter. We'll have words. Right, the next one. Ow. 5 stars.
Who's this by?
By Matthew D. D-double-E. Delta Echo Echo. Right, 5 stars. Ow. This is a long one. I haven't read this either. So bear with me. I'm not much of a reader. This show imparts all of the same pleasure and relaxation as a blunt vasectomy.
Oh, fucking hell.
The conversations are incoherent and rambling. The jingles are raucous and jarringly crowbarred in. And the editing clearly consists of no more than adding 2 audio tracks to GarageBand.
Oh, come on, mate. Give us a break.
This is, if you even receive an episode that week, which can easily be predicted by a coin flip.
That is
no,
unfair.
We're being more consistent than that.
Fair. 12-sided dice. For the last 12 months.
Yep. The 2 presenters in brackets of the podcast who in actuality aren't at all presentable, likely why they chose a purely audio medium, are a Mr. Are a Mr. Jason Parks and a Mr. Ashley Froth. The aforementioned Mr. Pants is a nice and spiteful, vile little man.
Oh, to be fair, you've got to give him so for the double wrong name there. That's good.
This is good, mate. Wait. The aforementioned Mr. Pants is a knifing. What does that mean, knifing? Spiteful, vile little man who seems to make it a principle of his to avoid any shots above the belt, instead favouring the cheap and easy blows. A bit
yes!
Like his mum! Mr. Pratt's counterpart, Miss Frith Burger, today. Mr. Pratt's.
I've just looked up the Urban Dictionary of knifing.
Yeah.
It says, let's have a look. Knifing. Ferociously fingering of gushing cunt in the standard knifing motion. Hand must be bladed to carry out act effectively.
Oh, sounds a compliment. I can't keep up with these utes. So the next one says, Mr. Pratt's counterpart, Mrs. Frith Burger, today based upon her accomplice's goading, is a plump, greasy, wobbly creature with as much...
Is your wife?
With as much resistance to these labels as a cardboard box gives to a freight train. The apathetic swine-like affair, also appears to be unduly proud of its recent offspring. Well done. You managed to empty your bag into a lady's muff.
Oh, lovely.
Hang on. A grand achievement. I would strongly recommend any reading this review to steer clear of this podcast, as Mr. Pricks does of AA meetings and Mr. Fricks does of Weight Watchers.
I mean, that is a low blow.
Unless you're a masochist, in which case this is ideal listening for you. P.S. Please don't send me a shirt. I have enough dish cloths as it is, thank you. You got to beat that. You got to beat that.
Pretty bloody good, that.
That is the Michael Jordan of bad reviews. Are you going to be able to dunk your nuts in his face?
That was lovely. Really, really lovely. It's so good because I'm feeling a little bit offended.
I'm looking at it now and I've got like a sinking feeling in my stomach. That hurt.
Yeah, like he's got it bang on.
Yeah. Some of that was bad. Well done. Oh, well done, Matthew.
You guys have upped the game. Seriously. If you want to win a T-shirt, you have got to seriously...
And at the end of the day, a T-shirt rots, a T-shirt gets thrown in the bin eventually, but the pain and scarring that's just caused on my soul lasts forever. Yeah. That's the important thing.
Really, genuinely, that is the important thing.
Motherfucker.
Congratulations. Congratulations to both of you. If you want to do that, it has to be an iTunes review. And really, I mean, I don't think it needs any more... Then just that is what we're looking for, isn't it? That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty, that one.
Yeah, I feel a bit.
Yeah.
We should have saved that to the end.
Yeah. Go on now, come on. We can pick it back up. I should have read it before we went on air.
So, if you are a Patreon subscriber, you would have got the little Christmas bonus. Did you watch it, Jussie P?
Are you scheming for more money, Ash?
No, not scheming for any money.
No, I didn't watch it. What happened on that one? Was I there?
I don't know. Yeah, you were there.
I was in it one night, so I don't need to watch it.
It was Christmas. It was Christmas Day we did it.
All right. Oh, someone else on Twitter said I looked like that fucking bloke out of the Minions.
Gru?
Yes.
They're having a go at your big nose.
Yeah, I've got a big pointy nose. Hey, mate, I was around my mum and dad's on Boxing Day, and my niece, I walked in the lounge with like my plate of buffet, and my niece went, oh god, look how pointy your chin is.
What?
Yeah. And I went, what? And
she
went,
turn... I said about your strong chin as well.
Yeah. And she went, turn to the side. She goes, you went, your chin looks like an ass.
She didn't. How old is she?
17.
A 17-year-old told you had a chin like an ass.
Yeah. And I said, oh, then everyone was like looking at me, like everyone was looking at me at my chin.
I mean, far be it from me to want to defend you, but that feels completely unacceptable, isn't it?
It's just the scathing review. It seems to be my my MO is to have scathing reviews wherever I go. People just review me bad.
A 17-year-old girl said you had a chin like an arse.
Yeah.
Does she mean the shape of it or like how smooth it is?
Oh, it's not smooth. No, she means it's got like a line in it and... I had like a big lump of shit on it.
Have you got an arse chin? You haven't got an arse chin, have you?
I didn't think I did, though.
Let's get a picture of you up for the listener.
No, but they, do you know why men have...
arse chins?
Yeah, and women don't.
No.
Oh, dropping knowledge, mate. When you're in the... When the feet...
Knowledge slash uneducated.
No, this
theory.
I think this is true. When you're in the womb, your chin grows out like two fingers, and your jaw does, sorry, and it comes out and then it fuses in the middle. So it comes out like two fingers that then bend round and make your jawbone. Now, when you've got the higher level of testosterone in the male fetus, it grows quicker, and the then the two fingers don't have as much time to fuse neatly as a female's. So they grow quicker and fuse quicker. And that's why men tend to have the bum chin.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of you right now. Let me say that. It's not for me to defend you, Justin Panks, as you know.
But it would be nice if you did once in your life.
You do not have an ass for a chin.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You do not. I'm looking at it now. I'm zoomed in. You've got big old nostrils.
My nostrils, like a big old
eagle nose, like the eagle from the Muppets nostrils.
Yeah, I've got nostril problems, mate.
And you've got a furrowed brow, haven't you? Like an old man.
Yeah, no, I scowl. But my nostrils are very inside outy. I mean, I've got my septum's dropped down.
Yeah.
And you, basically, anyone just looks at me and they can see too much of the inside of my nose. I've had to live with that my whole life.
Your whole life?
Oh, yeah. Well, since I ran into that patio doors, I think.
You ran into the patio doors and your nose fell out?
No, all the cartilage smashed up and the septum's dropped down. The bit in the middle. No, not the septum. The bit in the middle. Is it the septum?
Yeah, it's
the
septum.
Yeah, but the bit that goes underneath this. Do you know the bit of flesh that goes in between your nostrils at the bottom of the septum? That's all dropped down.
Why don't you get that pierced, but instead of having it sort of hang down, do it.
I've often thought, I was going to do it myself. I could, because underneath the cartilage, I could cut like an elliptical rugby ball shape of flesh out and just push it up and let it heal. And I could do it myself.
Just tape it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I could just sort of like cut like an eye shape, like an eyeball shape, you know.
An elliptical rugby ball shape.
Yeah, out from underneath the cartilage to the flesh, it's all dropped down.
Would you sellotape it up?
Yeah, I'd just hold it in my finger, probably, for about three hours until it gelled. And then I'd just, probably tape it up. But I could do that myself. I wouldn't cost any money.
I reckon when your wife leaves you and the kids have gone...
When?
That will be the kind of thing that you do actually do.
Yeah, get like a shaving mirror, soldering iron, some plaster. I think, right, I'm going to sort myself out. I'm back in the game.
You don't want to solder an iron, dear, because won't that cauterise it and then it won't heal?
Well, I don't know. I was just saying. I
just want to make sure you're doing it properly.
No, yeah, I'll do it properly, mate. But yeah, I am aware of my nostril situation. It's grim.
Don't mention that in the reviews, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Yeah, don't. I can...
Although it seems fair game that I'm a greasy, fat, green-skinned gonk.
Yeah, but to be fair, that review basically said that I called you that.
Yeah, it was your wife, really, who went for me, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that was the funniest thing ever.
She said, look at that little fat pig-faced boy. Didn't he look like Ash?
No, well, me, for those who've come recently, me and my wife was out shopping in Norwich, and she just tapped me to her and went, does that look like Ash? And I looked at her, and I looked around and then looked at this man, and it was fucking... He had like a little blonde flat top. He was really gammony, red-faced. He had like skin-tight jeans on. His face was like a beach ball. It was so... And a little pig nose. It was... I still think about it. Because she went, does that look like Ash? And then I looked and I went, yeah, it does. It does, Ash.
Was he sucking chicken off the bone?
I think he was eating. I think he was eating.
Little fat, greasy-faced fatso.
He looked like
me. He looked like me.
No, he looked like a fat, like the fat Nazi.
like a camp fat Nazi.
Yeah. If you went to the Hitler Youth thing, and there was one of the Hitler Youths had like eaten all the chocolates, and they were like, "This, I think you're too fat to be master race." You was that one that was going to get expelled.
It's a lovely story. I have to mention the video games basement again. Have you seen what they've done?
What they've done?
They have made a Snob or Scum desktop game.
No, I haven't seen that.
I haven't got a desktop computer at the moment, but if you go to... go on Twitter and go to the video games basement. Firstly, check out their Christmas video that me and you did a little section for, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And sorry to catch you. Me.
Sorry.
There we go. They have put together. I don't know which one of them it is. I've only seen because there's two of the boys. There's a Snob or Scum Pranks and Firth game, tested by our very own Yanis Bremmer.
Yanis
Bremmer. So go onto their Twitter, check out their feed and see the Snob or Scum game. If you want to play Snob or Scum whilst at work.
Yeah, why wouldn't you play it at work?
Imagine that, sitting at your desk playing Snob or Scum.
All right, have we got any Snobs or Scums?
I've got none, mate. It's been Christmas.
I might have a couple.
Yes, please.
Tune.
It's the game that everybody's playing. It's time for a round of Snob or Scum. It depends on the words you grew up saying. Is it a pool of jism or a blob of cum? And there's no better way to define your class than if you go to mow the lawn or cut your grass. And in your class you'll be staying. You're quite simply a Snob or Scum.
Let me tell you this, right? I did a gig in the Christmas break, and I was talking about the podcast, and I mentioned that you'd invented this brilliant game, Snob or Scum. And the person I was talking to then reminded us all, everyone at the gig, that you invented the very, very popular gig format, Hate and Live, didn't you?
Yep. So this is I'm just a creative man.
So we were just talking about how long it would be before someone takes Snob or Scum to the TV show.
Well, it sounds like they might already have done that.
If they can get it made.
So anyway, this is my one. I got just thought of one when you just said gig. Might have given it away. You go to watch a band, what are you going to see?
You're saying, am I going to a gig?
Yeah, I think a snob would say a concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it? Just thought of that.
I don't even know if I'd say gig, though.
No, if you went to see Busted.
I am going to see Busted. One of my main Christmas presents was Busted at Wembley. Thank you.
So, fuck me. So if you went to, you wouldn't call that a gig or a concert?
I'd say, gig. I'd probably say gig.
I think Snob would say concert.
I certainly wouldn't say concert.
No, concert's bad, isn't it? Oh, that's another good one. That's another good one. Busted are a
band.
I think a snob would say group.
They're a group. They're a pop group.
I think a snob would say they're a group. I think a snob would go to watch a group play a concert. And I think a scumbag would go watch a band play a gig.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, okay. Fella's going bald. He buys a little skull cap with a bit of hair on it. What's that called?
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Not a toupe.
Not a toupee.
Thank you.
If you're super scum, rug.
Syrup.
Syrup of figs.
Syrup, Sam. There you go. That was Snob or Scum.
That's Snob or Scum. I've got none. I've not given it a second's thought.
No, one of us is committed and one of us is a...
How difficult is it, Justin, to buy a laptop? Honestly.
To buy what?
I want a laptop.
Why?
I want a laptop.
Okay, get a MacBook.
A MacBook isn't going to do the job that I want it to do.
What do you want it to do?
And play Football Manager.
You can't play Football Manager on a MacBook?
Not very well, apparently. So I want a laptop, right? So I went on Twitter. I thought I'm going to go to Twitter.
Ash, are you sure that what you need to do with the new baby and your career and everything is just spunk loads of hours playing Football Manager?
No, it's the opposite.
Do not get Football Manager. That is like you will lose 3 days a week.
But at least maybe I'll give comedy up in the new year.
And I'll manage Arsenal instead. Look at this, I bought a player from Tranmere.
I just want a new laptop, right? I want a new laptop.
So you can play your fucking stupid Choose Your Adventure game. But because it's football related, it's somehow okay to play it. It's you're reading words on the screen and like moving shit around like an administrator.
Right, do you want to know the truth? Is that what you want?
No.
Do you want the truth?
No, go on then.
I've spent a lot of money this Christmas. And normally when I spend a lot of money on something, I get to play Football Manager.
On it.
I want something. You know?
Oh, fuck off.
I want a
ring? I, you didn't ask me what I got for Christmas. Ring. You know, it's always a joke every time. Put a diamond ring in your pig's nose. Yeah, you know, like every year it's always a joke about what I get for Christmas is so bad.
Yeah, what'd you get this year?
Scrunchy.
Was that your main present, a scrunchie?
Yeah. And for those that don't know, Yanis, a scrunchie is like a it's like a nylon net that's all gathered up and tied, and you use it like a sponge in the shower.
Let me tell you, right, I used my scrunchie the other day. It's weird because I don't think I'd call it a scrunchie.
Well, snob, what would you call it?
A foofer.
Well, now you've made that up. It's a scrunchie.
No, yeah, I give you, I understand. But you say scrunchie.
I say scrunchie. I say, where's my scrunchie?
My scrunchie has kind of come apart slightly.
Yeah, that's like what I got on for Christmas. Mine was dilapidated.
So if you use it, so say you were scrunching your neck, right?
No. Yeah, okay. So I wouldn't scrunch my neck.
Just across the back of your neck.
Might do the back of my scrunchie's got very certain areas.
But basically, the movement from the one side of my neck to the other is also the exact same.
It takes 14
movement.
Minutes, you big fat neck.
The scrunchie movement, because it's falling apart, is almost the same as the width of my neck. So I go from right to left, but the scrunchie just doesn't really move.
No, you got to screw it up in your hand.
I need to.
I'll tell you what, my left bicep, the outer, is so smooth because I've got this routine. Squirt the shower gel on the scrunchie, and I would come hold it my right-handed. First thing I always do is my left bicep, like the outside of my arm, upper arm. Then I swap hands. I'm very meticulous. Then I do the outside of the right bicep. Then I swap hands and do my forearm on the left. This is, I've never thought about this. This is actually what I do. Then I do the forearm and the back of my hand on my left arm. Then I swap hands and do the forearm and the back of my right hand. Then I swap it back to my right hand and do my right arse cheek and thigh. Then I swap hands and do my left arse cheek and thigh. Then I do swap to the right hand.
You're doing it now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Then I swap to the right hand and do left armpit. Then I swap to my left hand and do right armpit. Then swap to the right hand and I do torso, front of my thighs, shins, cock and bollocks. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Then
with the scrunchie.
Yeah, I'll scrunchie the cock and bollocks up, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I like. If there's one thing I like on my dick, and that's exfoliation. Yeah, I mean, if you're not taking a layer of skin off, you ain't washed it hard enough.
Wow.
And and then I do my feet. Top and bottom.
You do the bottom of your feet.
But I scrunch the bottom of the feet.
I bet they're like smooth silk, aren't they?
My left, honestly, because I start on my left bicep, I like sometimes I just rub it with my right hand when I'm like nervous. I feel it. It's like a you know those like silky sort of tags you get in the back of your clothes? Like there's sort of smooth, it's like that. It's like rubbing a smooth label. I suck my thumb and rub my right arm.
Are you all right?
She's left me, mate. I'm lonely.
I tell you what, my girlfriend bought a really heavy woolen blanket because we've got this huge bed, haven't we? We've got I don't even know what size it is, but it's massive. And so it's difficult to buy bed, what would you call it? Like bed
linen?
Bed clothes.
Linen.
And but she got this massive, thick woolen blanket. Oh, I love it. She doesn't want it on her, so I have it on me. It, like, I am held in place.
No, I've always said that. I like being restrained and like I like it to feel heavy.
Yep,
oh,
that's me.
So comforting.
So we got a duvet. We got a duvet, bed cover thing. And that was thick, really heavy. Because I obviously went out down because, you know, obviously I'm not a horrible monster. But we got like a down-esque quilt. And then this blanket, honestly, I'm like a little mummy wrapped up, pressed down into the bed.
I love it. When I was a kid, I used to cram myself into an airing cupboard so I couldn't move and read comics. I used to love being restrained.
I used to get in the airing cupboard.
Did you?
Read comics. What comics were you reading?
It was called Oh Willie.
Oh yeah, the Scottish.
Yeah.
Dennis.
You're not like them fucking comics you read, mate. Working class ones about a bloke like, you know, he'd like find a tennis ball, yeah, and then at the end he'd sit on a bucket and eat a plate of mince.
Did you ever see the other one of the same people, the Bruins?
No.
It was our Woolly, basically.
I had one comic. I just read it over and over again for like 12 years. I know.
Tragic. I'm going to buy you some our Woolies. I imagine if I bought you an our Woolly, you'd just break down and cry.
Yeah, maybe. If someone bought me an oyster, I would. Not the notoriously extravagant ice cream from an ice cream van in the '80s.
Yeah.
Never had one. Doesn't matter.
You've never had one?
That's a long story, mate. Don't want to get into it now.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe in the summer.
If I ever decide to write one of those tear jerking Edinburgh shows, it will be about me and the oyster saga.
Justin and the Oyster.
Yeah. It would just be a picture of me in an ice cream van holding an oyster on the poster. That is a tragic tale.
So we're going head first into 2019. Are we going to do some sort of live show, do you think, for the listener?
I guess, shall we?
Don't know, mate. It'd be good to do a show, wouldn't it? Would you like to do a stand-up show?
Yes.
Me and you.
Yeah, why not?
Good.
Why not? Listener,
there are plenty of you. I mean, we could sell out theatres with the number of people that listen, but where are you all?
Yeah, where the fuck are you?
Give us a message on Twitter or, you know, just on Twitter, really. Where are you? We'll do a show. How long will we do each? Hour?
Oh, we could do, I'll tell you what we could do. 20 minutes each. We could do an hour and a half show.
Yeah.
20 minutes each of gold. Stand up. Interval.
Yeah.
Podcast. I'll bring my guitar and my amp. We'll do the theme song live. And we'll do a, like, talk to people.
Okay. It's sold. Listener, where are you? Where do you want us to do it? We'll do more than one if there's enough interest.
Hamburg!
I thought you said humbug.
No. Bar Hamburg.
Let us know, listener. We will do it. At some point this year, we'll do a live show.
Yeah, all right.
That's my promise.
Oh, my neck's clicking. Nice one.
Justin, anything to say before we wrap up this week's podcast?
Absolutely not. I think I've said enough. I need another drink. Just
rinsed it out.
Yes, I have.
If you want to go on Patreon, there's videos up there. There's extra podcasts. Go on Ko-fi. Buy me really seriously. I mean, so much financial misfortune now. I've really overstretched on the old engagement ring. So, you know, that's where, if you did pay us any Patreon money, that's where it'd be going.
And the other 50% would... No? Okay.
We don't get any.
No.
Thank you very much, listener. Have a great New Year's Eve. What are you doing, Justin, for New Year's Eve?
Staying in, mate.
So am I.
Yeah. Hey,
what did you do last year?
Stayed in.
What time are you asleep last New Year's Eve?
About 10.
Yeah. We watched Mickey Flanagan's stand-up show, and I reckon I was asleep by 10.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that shit. I don't like it when people tell me what I've got to think or do. I just think, no, I'm going to do the opposite.
Justin, back this time next week, yes? Exactly the same?
Yeah, 100%, mate. Because we don't have to come down to a coin toss about whether it's going to be a new episode or not, do we?
Exactly. I love telling you what to do.
Oh, I get it.
I'll have to go and eat greasy fry up and wallow around in my own excrement.
All right, then. I'll tell you what, mate.
It's got to me, that one.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Merry New Year. Happy New Year 2019. Let us know where you live. We'll come and do a show. See you later.
Bye.